We're going to bring things closer to home now, and joining me on the phone is State Representative Emmanuel Chris Welch. He's a Democrat from Hillside, and he's chairman of the House Executive Committee. Representative, thank you for joining me this morning.
Rick, my pleasure. Always honored to get up early for you.
I appreciate that. And with being chairman of the House Executive Committee, I know most people really, you know, they don't know the nitty-gritty of the General Assembly, but that's the hot seat. That's the heater seat. That's the committee where all of the big issues come through.
Well, it's all a matter of perspective. It's just a great committee.
What, am I wrong?
You know, it could get interesting every now and then.
It certainly does. It certainly does. And of course, tomorrow is the start of the General Assembly's fall veto session, only scheduled to be 6 days, but there's a full plate ahead.
Yeah, I definitely think it'll be 6 days to watch. You don't know what's going to come out of it, but hey, in May, we didn't know what was going to come out of the General Assembly in May, and it turned out to be epic. It was historical.
I think in mid-May, we didn't know what was going to happen at the end of May.
Exactly. So, you know, anytime the General Assembly gets together, anything can happen. And so it's going to be 6 days that I think folks need to pay attention to. A lot of great things are floating around, and anything can happen.
Well, let's talk about one thing you'd like to happen, and that's the legislation that you have that kind of follows along with the new state law in California about allowing college athletes to make money from endorsement deals.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm really excited about this proposal, House Bill 3904, the Student Athlete Endorsement Act. It is identical to the bill that Governor Newsom signed into law in California on September 30th. In fact, I filed it the same day he signed the California bill intentionally, because I just think it's that important for Illinois to follow suit quickly. But it's all about athletes being able to profit off their own name, their own likeness, and their own image. And it's fair and it's equitable. That's the right thing to do.
Is it a matter of kind of a basic unfairness that NCAA and teams are kind of capitalizing on these personalities?
You know, Rick, the NCAA makes about $1 billion a year just off the Final Four. $1 billion a year. They've got a $10.8 billion contract with CBS Sports that they signed back in 2010. These coaches, athletic directors, the commissioners, they make millions of dollars. The students, nothing. And what the thing that came to my mind immediately when Governor Newsom signed that bill into law was the great run by the Loyola Ramblers in 2018. You saw that those kids' images everywhere. You even saw Sister Jean, who got a bobblehead out of the deal. Coach Moser got a multi-million-dollar contract out of the deal. But those students whose names, likenesses, and images were all around downtown Chicago and all over the country for a period of time, they got nothing out of the deal. The University of Loyola made, I think, in excess of $300 million off of their merchandising.
Well, and you know, obviously, the world of sports has changed so greatly that, you know, at first the argument was always, well, most of these student athletes, they're getting tuition, they're getting a degree, the value of a degree at no cost, that was the compensation factor.
Well, I think those are the folks that confuse the issue. This is not a pay-to-play bill. This is not give every athlete who's a college athlete a salary. This is allow athletes to profit off their own name, their own likeness, and their own image, just like you would if you tried to sign an endorsement deal. You'd get to profit off your own name, likeness, and image. It's the right thing to do. And they'd only get paid if they were able to sign these deals. The universities are making money off of these students. You go to a Northwestern game yesterday, and there's jerseys on the fans with the names of students. The universities made money off those jerseys. But the student whose name is on that, has made nothing. And that's not fair. And that's why I say it's a matter of fairness and equity. Another reason it's about fairness and equity is Northwestern has one of the greatest music schools out there. When I was at Northwestern playing baseball, I had friends who were in the music school on scholarship. They could go Rogers Park on weekends or in Evanston on weekends and play in a bar, make some side money, and they wouldn't lose their scholarship. Why would the student athlete lose their scholarship if they made money doing something on the side? Don't think it's fair. I don't think it's equitable. And that's what this law changes.
And sorry about the Wildcats yesterday, by the way.
Yeah, they're having a rough season. I was listening to your sports segment, and it's tough being a Chicago fan right now.
Yes, it is. In fact, Doc Emmerich sent me a text during the break saying that the old adage is you can't judge a horse race by the first eighth, but you can certainly lose one by the first eighth. So
that's sure.
How are you planning on moving this during veto session?
Well, it's up on Tuesday morning. It's up on Tuesday morning at 8:30 a.m. in the House Higher Education Appropriations Committee. I've been counting the votes on the committee, and it looks like we have the votes to get it out and hopefully on the floor by Tuesday afternoon. I'm hoping that we can then get this thing over to the Senate for the second week of veto session and on the desk of Governor Pritzker, who I'm hoping will sign this so that we keep Illinois on par with California. If I'm a coach in California on September 30th, I woke up with an amazing recruiting advantage. The Pac-12 and all of those colleges and universities in that state, the coaches can go into a living room and say, you need to come here, and here's why. And I start out with the Fair Play to Play Act that the governor signed there. And so Illinois needs to be able to stay competitive with a big state like California. And I know Governor Pritzker's been doing his homework and is studying this issue, and I certainly hope he comes out in strong support of this just to keep Illinois on par with California to begin with.
Well, we'll check in with him after the 8 o'clock hour on this bill. If that's your pitch to him.
That's my pitch.
All right, fair enough. We're speaking with State Representative Emmanuel Chris Welch, Democrat from Hillside, Chairman of the House Executive Committee. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin.